Hi, my name is Colin Thomas Jensen, and I'm one of the co-authors of Enough's latest report, Beyond Crisis Management in Eastern Congo. My co-author, Rebecca Feely, who is a researcher based in Eastern Congo, and I wrote this report with a couple of major goals. First, we want to put the recent fighting, which is the worst fighting since 2005 in Eastern Congo, into a broader context, to discuss where the current crisis fits in a much longer crisis, an extended chronic conflict that has torn Congo apart since 1996. Second, we wanted to take an opportunity, given the context in which the fighting is occurring, to talk about the need for a much more comprehensive approach to dealing with not just the current crisis, but the addressing the root causes of conflict at a local, a national, and an international level. Our basic argument is that in order to develop a comprehensive policy to break the cycle of conflict in Eastern Congo, the international community needs to make three significant shifts in its policy. First, it has to abandon the reactive posture that it's in. Right now, the crisis must reach a boiling point in order for the international community and international diplomats to step in and engage in the type of diplomacy that can prevent it from spiraling too far out of control. But we're managing the conflict. We're not really making a strong effort to resolve it. Second, and just as important, the international community must start putting the demands of the Congolese people themselves ahead of the demands of the government and rebel leaders warring in the East. For too long, the protection of civilians, accountability for crimes against humanity, good governance, and the delivery of services, and other basic demands of Congolese people have taken a backseat to international efforts to simply manage this crisis by not upsetting corrupt government officials or provoking thuggish rebel groups. That has to change, and it leads to the third major shift in policy that we think needs to take place, and that is that the international community needs to start tackling and coming up with comprehensive solutions to the big issues that continue to drive conflict in the East. These are, to name a few, the continued presence of Rwandan FDLR rebels in Eastern Congo, the ongoing scramble for control of mining and the exploitation of illegal resources, as well as land, citizenship, and other divisive issues that have long stoked conflict in the East.